This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. To our dear brothers and sisters, ahlan wa sahlan. Hayyakumullah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we continue our lessons in learning and understanding the Arabic language. Why? Because it was the language of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because it is the lugha of al-Islam, it's the language of al-Islam, and it is the lugha of the Quran, masha'Allah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, we are currently going through durusun fil fiqh, lessons in fiqh. What does fiqh linguistically mean? Fiqh means understanding. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for Abdullah ibn Abbas. Allahumma faqihhu fi ddeen wa'allimhu ta'wil. Oh Allah, grant him the fiqh, the understanding of the religion, and the tafsir, the ta'wil of the noble Quran. Walhamdulillah. And we know that Abdullah ibn Abbas became a leading scholar of al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, this text is studied in the second term or second semester, level number 2 in the 4 levels or 4 semesters at the Institute of Teaching the Arabic Language at the University of Medina. Walhamdulillah. We've covered, masha'Allah, tabarakallah, sifatul wudu, sifatul wudu'i, jayid, the description, the sifa of making wudu, our ablution, masha'Allah. What if there's no water available? What if there might be water available, but I have some illness, I have some issue, I have some excuse, I cannot touch the water, I cannot make use of this water. Then what do I do? Do I just go and pray? The answer is no. I resort to tayammum, insha'Allah. What is tayammum? We will discuss, insha'Allah. It's our dry purification, insha'Allah. We use the earth for this purification, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Excellent. So we make tayammum when either there's no water available or water is available, but I'm unable to use it. Walhamdulillah. Sifatu tayammumi, the author states, sifatu tayammumi. Number one, yanwi at-tayammuma. Yanwi at-tayammuma. You have the intention. Where's the intention? In your heart. Do I need to say, oh Allah, I am making such and such intention to make tayammum for your sake? No, I don't need to do that. Why? Because Allah already knew what you were going to do, even before you knew what you were going to do, subhanAllah. Jayid. You say, Bismillah, and you make the tayammum, insha'Allah. Yanwi at-tayammuma. Yanwi at-tayammuma. Excellent. Number two, yusammillah. Yusammillah. Sammillah. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eating with that boy, and the boy didn't say Bismillah at the beginning of his eating. Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ya ghulam, sammillah wa kul biyaminik. O little boy, take the name of Allah. Mention the name of Allah. Sammillah. 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 Take the name of Allah. Mention the name of Allah. Wa kul biyaminik. And eat with your right hand. Excellent. Yusammillah. Yusammillah. So this person, he takes the name of Allah. Remember, before our wudu, we also said Bismillah. And so for tayammum, we do the same, insha'Allah. And so the author states, A yaqul. What is this? Sammillah. What does that mean? So he gives the answer here. A, it means, yaqulu, you say, he says, Bismillahi. Bismillahi, in the name of Allah. If the Quran, the book of Allah, it begins with Bismillah, Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim. If the book of Allah begins with the name of Allah, what do you think about all our other actions? All our other good actions, we should also begin them with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. So that's number two. Number one, intention. Yanwi at-tayammuma. Raqam ithnain. Yusammillah. Bismillah. Raqam thalatha. Number three. Yadribu bikafayhi turaba tahira. Yadribu bikafayhi. He hits with his two kafe, his two hands, his two palms. Yadribu, he hits. Daraba yadribu, daraba yadribu, daraba, he hit. Yadribu, he is hitting. Yadribu bi kafeihi, he hits with his two hands, his two palms, his two wrists. At-turaba at-tahira, what does he hit? He hits the book? No. At-turab, dust, earth. At-turab at-tahira, at-tahira, so it's clean earth. You hit clean earth, clean dust, clean sand, jayid, gravel. Yadribu bi kafeihi at-turab at-tahira darbatan wahidatan. He hits on the ground there. He hits on the floor, on the ground, on the dust, on the sand. He hits one time, jayid. So that's what he does. Yadribu bi kafeihi at-turab at-tahira darbatan wahidatan. Turab, so it's this dust, it's this earth, it's the sand, etc. It's the soil. Remember, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he gave Ali radiallahu ta'ala an the kunya, the agnomen, what? Abu Turab. Abu Turab, the father of dust, the father of sand. Jayid, what happened? That Fatima and Ali, they had a small disagreement. And so the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam went looking for Ali and he finds him in the masjid. Ali was lying down. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, Qum ya Aba Turab. Stand up, O the father of dust. Because some dust had gathered on his clothing because he was lying down on the floor. يَضْرِبُ بِكَفَيْهِ التُرَابَ الطَّاهِرَ ضَرَبَةً وَاحِدَةً. He hits the floor, hits the ground, hits the sand. One hit. ضَرَبَةً. ضَرَبَ means a hit. وَاحِدَةً. One hit. One hit on the ground there. Then number four. يَمْسَحُ بِهِمَا. يَمْسَحُ, مَسَحَ, يَمْسَحُ. We make mass of our head. مَسَحَ, مَسَحَ. مَسَحَ means to wipe. مَسَحَ. We dealt with this word in our previous majlis. We spoke about, for example, the Masih. Masih, jayid. So, يَمْسَحُ بِهِمَا. He wipes with both of them. With what? These two hands. The two hands that were hit on the ground, that they probably have some like sand on them, etc. يَضْرِبُ بكفيه التراب طاهر ضربة واحدة يمسح بهما وجهه. He wipes with both of them. بهما, with both of them, with those two hands, two palms, two wrists. He wipes وجهه. He wipes over his face. وكفيه إلى الرسغين. وكفيه إلى الرسغين. So number one, you wipe over your entire face. Then number two, وَكَفَيْهِ, and his two hands, إِلَىٰ أَرُسْغَيْنِ, until this joint, until the joint. So for example, he would do that, and then he would do that. خلاص, and that's my tayammum done. Again, number one, ضَرَبَةً وَاحِدَةً, one time you hit the ground, and you wipe over your entire face. That's sorted out. Number two, now you wipe your hand. Where? Up to and including your elbows? No. According to the Hanbali school of jurisprudence and according to others, that you only wipe your wrists. You only wipe your wrist. Yes. They are, for example, the Shafi'is and others. And also narrated from the Sahaba, etc. Some of them, that they would wipe right up to and including their elbows. So if you did that, no problem at all, inshallah. But the minimum that which suffices, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, would be that you wipe your entire face. And then with your left hand, you wipe over your right. With your right hand, you wipe over your left. And it's done, walhamdulillah. And so the author, he mentions, number one, we hit the ground once. Once, and we included the wiping of the face. And we're also including the wiping over the right hand and the left hand. Other schools of jurisprudence, they mentioned that one hit for the face and then a second hit for the wrists, etc. Or if they're going up to the elbows, then this is another here and there, inshallah, walhamdulillah. يَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسْلِمُ عِنْدَ عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. That the Muslim, he makes tayammum when there's no wujud. أَنَا مَوْجُود يَا أُسْتَاذ. The student, he says, I am present, O teacher. موجود, موجود, present. And the author says, عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. You make tayammum when there's no water available. It's عَدَم الْوُجُود. It's not present. It's غَيْر مَوْجُود. It's not present. يَتَيَمَّمُ الْمُسْلِمُ عِنْدَ عَدَمِ وُجُودِ الْمَاءِ. So that's the first case. You make tayammum when there's no water available. Or number two, أو تعذر استعماله لمرض أو خوف. Or you're unable to use the water because of illness or because of fear. There's a lion there where the water is kept, subhanAllah. The lion is there near the oasis, so you can't get to that water, so you make tayammum. So again, يتيمم المسلم عند عدم وجود الماء أو تعذري. تعذر, تعذر, there's an excuse, there's a barrier, there's something that's preventing you. أو تعذري, you have an excuse. I have an عذر, ya ustadh, I have an عذر, that's why I didn't come to class, I have an excuse. أو تعذري استعماله, you have an excuse in using the water. You have an excuse for not using this water. لِمَرَضٍ, because of illness. أو خَوْفٍ, مَرَض, illness. أو خَوْفٍ, or because of fear, as we've mentioned. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this was the description of tayammum. No water, or you're unable to use the water for whatever reason, or the mentions fear or illness, and you have the intention in your heart, you say Bismillah, you hit the ground once, you wipe over your face, and then the left hand over the right hand over the left, tayammum is done, walhamdulillah. Other schools of jurisprudence state that one hit on the ground, wipe the face completely, a second hit on the ground, and then you wipe the entire arm, and then your left arm, walhamdulillah. Whichever you do, all is khair and barakah, insha'Allah. Take note that the Hanafi scholars, they state that you hit your hand upon, it doesn't necessarily have to have like some dust particles on it. So you would find, for example, in like maybe some hospitals, they would come with a brick, they would come with a labina, a brick, and the individual, he touches his hand over the brick and he makes tayammum. Why? Because the Hanafi scholars state that that which is found upon the earth, that which is found upon the earth, and this brick is made from earth. It is made from earth, not necessarily turab and not necessarily dust or sand. Jayid. So ala kulli hal, some interesting words in this description. The word turab, turab means dust or earth. We find in the Noble Quran, khalaqnakum min turab, that you were created from turab. We were all created from turab. Jayid. Then the word tahir, tahir, that which is pure. Walhamdulillah, excellent. And then the author moves on to the tamarin, the exercises. Number one, اكتب صفة التيمم. اكتب صفة التيمم. Write down the description of the tayammum. So we would write there, number one, ينوي التيمم. Number two, يسمي الله. يقول بسم الله. Number three, يضرب بكفيه التراب الطاهرة ضربة واحدة. Number four, يمسح بهما وجهه وكفيه إلى الرسغين وكفيه إلى الرسغين. And so that covers the description of the tayammum. Question number two, كم ضربة, how many hits, يضرب المتيمم التراب الطاهر بكفيه, how many times do you hit your hand on the sand? Some ulama state two times, but our author has mentioned one time, insha'Allah. Jayid. So we would say ضربة واحدة, ضربة واحدة, كم ضربة يضرب المتيمم. متيمم is the person who's making the tayammum. مصلي is the person who is praying. متيمم, the person who is making tayammum. كم ضربة يضرب المتيمم التراب الطاهر بكفيه. How many times does the person making tayammum hit his hand on the ground, his two wrists? We say ضربة واحدة. Excellent. Number three, ما الأعضاء التي يمسحها. ما الأعضاء, which are the limbs, التي, which, يمسحها, which he wipes. Which are the two limbs? Number one, وجهه وكفيه. وجهه وكفيه, his face and his wrists, or his hands, inshallah. Jamil. متى يتيمم المسلم. Question number four, متى يتيمم المسلم, when does a Muslim make tayammum, when, under what circumstances. Jayid. عند عدم وجود الماء. عند عدم وجود الماء. أو تعذر استعماله لمرض أو خوف. When there's no water available, or when he is unable to use it because of fear or illness. Again, متى يتيمم المسلم. متى يتيمم المسلم. جواب, عدم وجود الماء عند عدم وجود الماء أو تعذر استعماله. استعمال means to use. أو تعذر استعماله لمرض أو خوف. والحمد لله. And then exercise B. ما معنى يسمي؟ ما معنى يسمي؟ أي يقول بسم الله. يقول بسم الله. He says بسم الله. وما ماضيه؟ And what is its past tense? سمى. سين ميم. And then the ألف مكسورة. سين ميم and the ألف مكسورة. سمى. يسمي. سمى. يسمي. Excellent. Number two. اقرأ المثال. Read the example. ثم أكمل الجمل التي تليه. And then complete the sentences which come after that. على غراره. Like in the example. Number one. المثال. يضرب التراب الطاهرة. يضرب التراب الطاهرة. He hits the clean earth. بكفيه. With his two hands. ضربة واحدة. One hit. ضربة واحدة. So they've got that underlined. And so we will need to complete the next four sentences similarly, inshallah. Number one. نسيت وسجدت. نسيت وسجدت سجدة واحدة. نسيت. I forgot. نسيت. نسيت. I forgot. نسي ينسى. نسيت. I forgot. نسيت وسجدت. And I made سجدة. سجدة واحدة. نسيت وسجدت سجدة واحدة. نسيت وسجدت سجدة واحدة. I forgot and I made one سجدة. Number two. نظرت إليه. I looked at him. نظرت إليه. I looked at him. نظرت. I looked. نظر ينظر. نظرت. I looked. إليه. I looked at him. نظرت إليه نظرة واحدة. I looked at him one time. نظرت إليه نظرة واحدة. I looked at him one time or one look. نظرت إليه نظرة واحدة. نظرت إليه نظرة واحدة. نظرت إليه نظرة واحدة. Excellent. What do we call these spectacles? Huh? Spectacles are called نظارة. نظارة. جيد. Excellent. دفعت الباب. دفعت الباب. I pushed the door. دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. I pushed the door one push. دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. دفعت الباب دفعة واحدة. غسلت الثوب. I washed the garment. غسلت. I washed. Washed what? What's the object of your washing? غسلت الثوب. I washed the garment. غسلة واحدة. غسلت الثوب. غسلة واحدة. غسلت الثوب. غسلة واحدة. غسلت الثوب. غسلة واحدة. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we've completed lesson number two, the صفة التيمم, the manner, the description of making تيمم. We now move on to lesson number three, inshallah. Sifatul ghusli, the manner of taking a bath, a full, complete sharia bath, inshallah. Min al janabati, from the state of impurity. You were in a state of janaba. You were in a state of janaba. How do I enter into the state of janaba? Well, there might have been jima', intercourse between husband and wife, and so now both of them are in a state of janaba. Or, for example, the individual had a nocturnal emission, and so now he's in the state of janaba, or she's in the state of janaba. Jayid. So ala kulli hal, we will be discussing insha'Allah how to take this ghusl insha'Allah. Also, on the day of Friday, you want to take a ghusl insha'Allah. The day of Eid, you want to take a ghusl insha'Allah. The sister, her menses has ended, her hayd has ended, and so now she wants to take a ghusl insha'Allah. We will discuss bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So the author states, sifatul ghusli من الجنابة, from janaba. So once I'm out of the janaba state, after I've taken the ghusl, I can now perform salah, I can make tawaf around the Kaaba, I can touch the Quran, etc, etc. Excellent. الجنابة, what is this janaba? الجنابة هي, what is janaba? Janaba is الحدث الأكبر, the major state of impurity, major state of impurity. الحدث, حدث is impurity. حدث الأكبر, major state of impurity. جيد. So for example, somebody has wudu and he passes wind. This is a minor state of impurity. You take a wudu and you're back to normal. Somebody has wudu and he goes to the toilet. This is a minor state of impurity. حدث الأصغر, حدث الأصغر. All you need to do is take a wudu and you can perform salah, you can touch the Quran, inshallah. But as for حدث الأكبر, major state of impurity, you can't just go and take a wudu. You need to go and take a ghusl, inshallah. Jameel, excellent. الحدث الأكبر وهو نزول المني, which is the release of semen, nuzul, the release of mani. Mani is semen, jayid. Bishahwatin, via shahwa, via desire. So this means if somebody was ill and there was some release of semen, there was a drop or two drops of semen that exited, do I need to take a ghusl? No, you don't need to take a ghusl. There's no state of janaba that you have fallen into. The state of janaba, you only enter into it when there was release of semen via desire. So there was intercourse, or Allah musta'an, there was masturbation, or for example, there was foreplay between husband and wife, etc., etc. And so there was release of semen bishahwatin, via desire. Min al-dhakari aw al-untha, from the male or from the female, bijima' bijima'in, jayid, bijima'in, not bijima'an, bijima'in, jayid, bijima'in, aw nahwihi, or similar to it. So the individual is now in a state of hadath al-akbar. Why? Because there was release of semen by the man or by the woman because of jima', because of intercourse. There was this release of semen via desire, via desire. Or for example, somebody was asleep and there was a nocturnal emission. Now here, you might not necessarily remember some dream or seeing something, etc. As long as we have some presence of semen, then you need to go and take a ghusl. We need to take a ghusl, insha'Allah. Jayid. Somebody, he looked at something he was not supposed to look at, and there was release of semen. He also is now in a state of hadath al-akbar, and he needs to take a ghusl, insha'Allah. Why? Because he or she, they are in a state of janaba. Janaba is a major state of impurity. One more time. الجنابة هي الحدث الأكبر وهو نزول المني بشهوة, which is the release of semen with desire, من الذكر أو الأنثى, from the male or the female, بجماع via intercourse أو نحوه, or similar. What is meant by similar? That you were asleep and you had a nocturnal emission, or you looked at something and there was release of semen via desire. So we're excluding if you were ill or you fell and there was one or two drops of semen coming out, there's no ghusl required. Now, how do I take a ghusl? What is the sifa of the ghusl? The author states, number one, yanwi al-ghusl min al-janabati. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Verily, our actions are judged by the intention. Yanwi al-ghusl min al-janabati. He intends to make this ghusl from janaba. So the intention is in your heart. Do I need to say, oh Allah, I am now taking a ghusl for your sake with clean water? No, you don't need to do that. What's in your heart suffices. Walhamdulillah. Yusammi Allah, you take the name of Allah. Bismillah. Number three, يَغْسِلُ كَفَيْهِ ثَلَاثًا, you wash your hands three times. This is the best manner. This is the sunnah method of performing a ghusl. As for the fard, then it is to wash your entire body head to toe one time, and that is a ghusl. What we are discussing is the best manner, the sunnah method, inshallah. So we wash our hands. يَصُبُّ الْمَاءَ بيمينه على شماله فيغسل فرجه, and then he pours some water onto his left hand, and then he cleanses his privates, or she cleanses the area of the privates. يصب الماء, pours water, بيمينه, with his right hand, does the pouring with the right hand, على شماله, on his left hand, يمين and shimal, yameen and shimal,
pours water with the right hand onto the left hand and then uses the left hand to clean the area of the privates. فَيَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ. He cleanses his privates, the front and the rear, inshallah. And similarly with regards to the sister, inshallah. Excellent. Now, if for example you are under a shower, then it's a different case. There's no pouring of water with your right hand to the left, but you will use your left hand to cleanse your privates. Why? We make salam with the right hand, we eat food with the right hand, and we cleanse all types of filth with the left hand. When we go to the toilet, etc., when we go to the mirhab, then we cleanse ourselves, istinja, etc., we cleanse ourselves with the left hand. Excellent. فَيَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ. Farj is your privates. Technically, the word farj is like an exit. Farraja. Farraja anhu. That he escaped, he got out, he found a way out, etc. So, farj here is the privates, the front and the rear. يَتَوَضَّأْ كَمَا يَتَوَضَّأُ لِلصَّلَاةِ. And then you make wudu like you normally make wudu for any salah. So let's see. Number one, you had the intention in your heart. Number two, you took the name of Allah, Bismillah. Number three, you washed your hands three times. Number four, you cleanse your privates with your left hand. Then you make a normal wudu, insha'Allah. يَتَوَضَّأُ كَمَا يَتَوَضَّأُ لِلصَّلَاةِ. You make a wudu like you normally make for any salah. Then the author states, يُفِيضُ الْمَاءَ عَلَى بَدَنِهِ. And then he pours water over the entire body. يُفِيضُ الْمَاءَ. يُفِيضُ, he pours and lets it flow. الْمَاءَ, what flows? الْمَاءَ, the water. عَلَى بَدَنِهِ. Badan is our body, the jism, the body. Badan. يُفِيضُ الْمَاءَ عَلَى بَدَنِهِ. He pours water over his body. Then the author states, يَحْثِ الْمَاءَ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ. And then he pours water over the head three times. Remember, we need to allow for the water to reach the roots of the hair. يَحْثِ الْمَاءَ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ ثَلَاثًا. And pours water over the head three times. Then the author states, يَغْسِلُ قَدَمَيْهِ. He washes his two feet. فِي مَكَانٍ آخَرَ. In another place. So the author, these are the old days, etc., that maybe where they would take a ghusl, that the water, filthy water, etc., would gather. So they would wash their feet in another place, in another area. Well, alhamdulillah, today our bathrooms and the showers, all is well. And so when you are washing your feet in the wudu, then it all suffices. Well, alhamdulillah. يَغْسِلُ قَدَمَيْهِ فِي مَكَانٍ آخَرَ. He washes his feet in another place. عِنْدَ الْحَاجَةِ. When there is a need for this, كَمَا لَوْ كَانَتِ الْأَرْضُ طِينًا. Like if, for example, the ground was muddy. So if the ground was thin, it was clay, it was muddy, then you need to wash your feet somewhere else. Again, يَغْسِلُ قَدَمَيْهِ فِي مَكَانٍ آخَرَ عِنْدَ الْحَاجَةِ. Wash your feet somewhere else when there is a need. Like, for example, if the earth was طِينًا, if it was like muddy. يَتَيَامَنُ, that you should begin with the right. أي يَبْدَأُ بِغُسْلِ الْجَانِبِ الْأَيْمَنِ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ ثُمَّ الْأَيْسَرِ. When you are performing this ghusl, you should try to wash your right hand side first before your left hand side, inshallah. So that's يَتَيَامَنُ, beginning with the right hand side. أي يَبْدَأُ بِغُسْلِ الْجَانِبِ, by washing the janib, the side. بِغُسْلِ الْجَانِبِ الْأَيْمَنِ, washing the right hand side. مِنْ جَسَدِهِ, of his body. ثُمَّ الْأَيْسَرِ, and then the left hand side. وَالْحَمْدُ. And so a summary of the entire ghusl. Number one, our intention in our heart, in our qalb. Number two, take the name of Allah upon our tongue, upon our lisan. Number three, wash your hands three times. Number four, using your left hand, cleanse your farj, your privates, the front and the rear. Number five, you make a normal wudu like you would usually make, insha'Allah. And then number six, pour water over your entire body. Number seven, pour water three times over your head. Walhamdulillah. And so this is the ghusl in a nutshell, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. It's the same ghusl you make, O sister, after your menses has ended. It's the same ghusl you make once you had intercourse, husband and wife, etc. It's the same ghusl that you make if you woke up in the morning and you find that there was a nocturnal emission, a wet dream, etc. you need to take a ghusl. It's the same ghusl you make on the day of Eid and the day of Jumu'ah, etc., etc. Walhamdulillah. Tamareen, our exercises. Number one, uktub sifat al-ghusli. Uktub sifat al-ghusli min al-janabati. Write down the method of performing this ghusl. Number one, yanwil ghusla min al-janabati. Number two, yusammi allaha. Number three, yaghsilu kafayhi thalathan. Number four, yasubbu al-ma'a biyaminihi ala shimalihi fayaghsilu farjahu. Number five, يتوضأ كما يتوضأ للصلاة. Number six, يفيض الماء على بدنه. Number seven, يحثي الماء على رأسه ثلاثا. Excellent. Also take note that you find the ulama, they differ now when they're talking about the wudu. Then some of them would state that gargling the mouth is a must. So they didn't specify here because they would say, well, it comes within the definition of washing the face. And similarly, cleansing the nasal passage, passages, etc., etc. You need to make sure that inside of your ear you have that area cleansed. You have your navel, your belly button also cleansed. You need to make sure that your entire body, water touches your entire body. Alhamdulillah. Then the author moves on to question number two. Ayya udwin, which limb? Ayya udwin, which limb? Yaghsilu, washes. Who washes? Al-mughtasilu, the person who is doing the washing. Min al-janabati fi bidayati al-ghusli, which limb is washed at the beginning of the ghusl? Ayya udwin yaghsilu al-mughtasilu min al-janabati fi bidayati al-ghusli, which limb is washed at the beginning of the ghusl? The answer, yaghsilu kafayhi thalathan, he washes his wrists, his hands, three times. Number three, بِأَيِّ يَدٍ يَصُبُّ الْمَاءَ, with which hand does he pour the water? Right? With which hand does he pour the water? وَبِأَيِّ يَدٍ يَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ, and with which hand does he wash his privates? So the first part there, يَصُبُّ الْمَاءَ بِيَمِينِهِ, يَصُبُّ الْمَاءَ بِيَمِينِهِ, he pours the water with his right hand. And يَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, يَغْسِلُ فَرْجَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, he washes his privates with his left hand. Excellent. Number four, كَمْ مَرَّةً يَحْثِي عَلَى رَأْسِهِ, كَمْ مَرَّةً يَحْثِي عَلَى رَأْسِهِ, how many times does he pour water over the head? Then here the best option is three times. يَحْثِي عَلَى رَأْسِهِ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ, he does this three times over his head. And then number five, أين يغسل قدميه, where does he wash his feet? So according to the author, this was obviously written a long time ago. Maybe there's some mud, etc. there. And so according to the book, it states, في مكان آخر, في مكان آخر, at a different place, at a different place. جيد. Then ba, hat ماضي الأفعال الآتية, provide the past tense for the following verbs. يَسُبُّ, يَسُبُّ, he is pouring. صَبَّ, صَبَّ, جَيِّد. صَبَّ, يَسُبُّ, صَبَّ, يَسُبُّ, جَيِّد. يَحْثِي, حَثَى, 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 يَحْثِي, حَثَى. يُفِيضُ, or يَفِيضُ, يَفِيضُ, جَيِّد. أَفَاضَ, 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 يُفِيضُ, أَفَاضَ, يُفِيضُ, to pour and to let flow. يَتَوَضَّأُ, تَوَضَّأَ, تَوَضَّأَ, يَتَوَضَّأُ, تَوَضَّأَ, يَتَوَضَّأُ, تَوَضَّأَ, يَتَوَضَّأُ. Excellent. Provide the plurals for the following. فَرْجٌ, فُرُوجٌ, فَرْجٌ, فُرُوجٌ, one private and the plural for it will be furujun, furujun. Jay, farj means linguistically like some sort of opening, escape, etc. Somebody, something was open and he escaped, mashallah. So farj, furujun, and here obviously dealing with the privates. And then qadamun, qadamun is the foot. Aqdamun, aqdamun, plural. One qadamun, many aqdamun. One qadamun, many aqdamun. Excellent. And then badanun, badan is body. أبدانٌ 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 is the plural. والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. So يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we've covered the صفة التيمم and we've covered the صفة الغسل من الجنابة, the manner, the method of making تيمم, the manner and the method, the description of making غسل after being in a state of حدث الأكبر, major state of impurity. والحمد لله.
يا عبد الله يا أمة الله, we ask Allah to grant us beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our skills of good deeds. We ask Allah to make us from amongst those who are pure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners are also supposed to be above average. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.